This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
She learned English by watching cartoons and other U.S. television shows. This senorita was born near Havana, and she's won several awards for her talent. Who is it? Find out on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It is Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. All right, it is National Anthem Day today here in the United States. Yeah, National Anthem Day, the Star-Spangled Banner. Well, it was written by Francis Scott Key. He wasn't actually a songwriter, though. He was a poet. And the whole thing was a poem. It was set to an old English drinking song. And it became our national anthem on this day because President Hoover signed it. It was a congressional act. He signed that on this day in 1931. So today becomes National Anthem Day. It's also National Hospitalists Day. A hospitalist, because I didn't know this, so I'm going to tell you, because I'm sure maybe you don't know this, unless you're a hospitalist, then you know this, is a licensed physician who practices in a hospital and treats an array of conditions. So happy Hospitalist Day, and I'm glad I know who you are now. National Mulled Wine Day today. Mulled wine, I actually didn't know what this was either. There's a whole bunch of stuff I don't know today. What's going on? Mulled wine, also known as spiced wine, is an alcoholic drink usually made with red wine along with various mulling spices and sometimes raisins. Okay, that's why I didn't know. Doesn't sound very good. National Cold Cuts Day. I know what this is because, wow, this was like, well, it's still like a meal almost every day. Well, I'm not alone, though, because Americans annually eat about $2 billion worth of cold cuts per year. Yeah, and the packaged version, by the way, well, those are higher in fats and nitrates and sodiums than the cut-to-order meat. So maybe, you know, skip the package today, head over to the deli and pick up some cold cuts. Say hi to the person at the counter, too, because, you know, maybe you haven't seen them in a while. Hey, deli guy or woman, how you doing? Might be nice to hear that if I was a deli person. Actually, I wouldn't. Just calling a person deli person. That doesn't sound good. Try to figure out their name and say hi to them that way. All right. Whether it was cold cut day or not, actually 50% of you would already be eating a cold cut sandwich today, believe it or not. Yeah. And that's, you know, stats. So it could be wrong. And by the way, when you buy your lunch meat, you're only supposed to keep it in your fridge for like 3 to 5 days. Anything more than that and you could die. Well, maybe not die. You can get sick and then maybe die. So just be careful with those cold cuts. All right. National I Want You to Be Happy Day. Yeah. Okay. I know. It's tough to be happy. You've got the pandemic. You've got this war thing going on in Ukraine. You've got global warming. You've got plenty to be upset about. And generally, I don't talk about those things on this podcast. Why? Because I want you to be happy. So this day really works for me. I mean, the whole reason why I started this podcast, it's in the middle of the pandemic. I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of hearing the news. I'm tired of hearing the bad stories every day. Let's talk about some fun stuff. Let's talk about old times. Let's get nostalgic. Let's learn about history. Let's learn about the national days and celebrate birthdays. And let's do that every single day. Well, there you go. It really works out for today. National, I want you to be happy today. I want you to be happy day. And I want you to be happy today. So please, thank you for listening to the podcast. As I mentioned yesterday, in case you didn't hear it, because I know, you know, some people don't listen every day. Well, we're going to be making a change to the podcast, and it will be going to once a week. And that starts on March 14th. So we've got this week, and then we've got next week, and then we're going weekly. Now, one of the reasons why we're going weekly is actually because of you. Yeah. So I asked around, I talked to people, and one of the things is I take up a ton of room on your phone. Yeah, because you're downloading my podcast and you're downloading like 50 episodes at a time, and that's taking up a ton of space on your phone. And I'm sorry for that. Because I want you to be happy, I'm going to change it so that it's once a week. Now, it's going to be a little bit longer of a show. I don't exactly know the time yet. We're still working through details and scripts and all this crazy stuff. There's a lot of planning that goes into this, believe it or not. And that's also one of the other benefits of doing this is a lot less planning for me every single day. Yeah. I love doing the podcast, but the research, man, it does get to me a little bit. It's a lot of time. And I think that doing this once a week is much more like that whole quality of life thing. So I thank you for listening and I thank you for subscribing. And I hope you do continue to listen and to subscribe because I have so much fun doing this. And, you know, the once a week thing, it's going to be better for the memory on your phone as well. So see, everybody's a win. Everybody's getting a win here. There you go. All right. You know what? I only take up 10 minutes of your day right now. A couple of weeks, I'll take up a little more time. But right now, it's only 10 minutes. So that leaves you with a lot of time to fill with other great podcasts. So each day, we feature a new podcast for you to check out. And our podcast of the day today is Fouled Out. Yeah, Fouled Out is a sports show that mainly covers college and professional football and basketball. They try to keep it simple, right? Like those complicated concepts and all that stuff. Well, they introduce it to fans as part of the game and the business of sports that they may not be familiar with. This pod is a great listen for casual sports fan like me, and also kind of those, you know, sports nerds out there. So be sure to check this out. Even if you're not a sports fan, you will enjoy it. I promise you that. The link is in the podcast description. And also in the podcast description, you're going to see a link to our Patreon account. Become a Patreoner for just a few bucks a month. You're going to receive commercial-free access to this podcast. And you're going to join me for those behind-the-scenes live stream recordings, which will be taking place each Wednesday night starting in just like next week. Oh my God, it's next week. We've got a live stream starting. So that will be happening. And you will get to join us. So click on the link in the description to join. All right. We've got to take a look at a time in history. Yes, we're going to take a look at 1845. Yeah, Florida was admitted to the Union. It became the 27th state. Florida. Yeah, Florida. I know, we all hear these crazy stories about somebody in Florida, right? I get it. Now, Florida is a beautiful state. I've not been myself. I hear it's a beautiful state. I mean, come on, it's got Disney World. It's got to be good, right? It's got all those amusement parks. It's got the beaches. It's got like, you know, Miami, shake your body, do the conga, Miami and the sound machine. I mean, come on, it's got to be a great place. But there is those people that some people, not all, like if you're listening to the show and you're from Florida, I love you and I thank you. Unless you're that person in Broward County that tried to shoplift a crossbow by putting the crossbow in his sweatpants. Yeah, this guy did this. It's on camera in the store. You can see him putting this gigantic, very, very big and noticeable crossbow in his pants. Needless to say, they caught him. Yeah. Florida is also known for the crocodiles. Well, actually, recently, an 8-foot, 150-pound crocodile broke out of a zoo in St. Augustine. It was captured in the median of the highway. Oh, jeez. And, you know, I mean, you wonder why. We wonder. How about this one? A woman in St. Pete's Beach. Well, she was heavily intoxicated. She went into a bar. They refused to serve her because she was already intoxicated. So what did she do? Well, she went into the restroom, took off all her clothes, went back out, and then refused to leave. Okay, so of course she was arrested for this, but the good thing is she's a lawyer and she's on the Florida bar. So I guess she could represent herself in this odd case. I wonder what she'll wear to court. Oh boy. All right. Hey, there's a new episode of DIY for Business. I host that show with my friend Greg, and it is awesome. We're talking about working from home with Lucas Root. That is available starting today. There is a link in the podcast description. All right. Well, I mentioned this in the beginning of the podcast. She learned English by watching cartoons and other U.S. television shows. The senorita that was born near Havana is Camila Cabello. She turns 24 today. Also born on this day, Alexander Graham Bale was born on this day in 1847. Julia Brown is 51 today. Tyler Florence is 50. Jessica Biel, 39. And Jason Tatum is 23. That's your look at March 3rd. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart. We're super sorry. Tomorrow, we are going to talk about National Employee Appreciation Day. Oh, and tartar sauce. And FDR. Hope you enjoy learning about today. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you tomorrow.